The Ketchikan-Gateway Borough's planning department has reported that the number of properties affected by the FEMA flood map expansion will go from 48 to about 1,100. FEMA Region 10 officials say it will go from about 160 to about 270. Let's break down that disconnect, starting with FEMA's numbers. FEMA regional engineer Ted Perkins says the original maps from the 1970s covered less than 5 miles of Ketchikan's waterfront, all within the city of Ketchikan. The new maps cover nearly 30 miles, pretty much the entire Ketchikan-Gateway Borough road system.
On the current effective maps, so the ones that go back to 1978, there are actually 161 structures currently that are shown on the effective floodplain map.
On the new map for that specific area, Perkins says the number of structures in the floodplain actually drops to 101. But the new maps are expanded, so they cover way more of the community than that small area.
When we did map those additional 25.3 miles, the number of structures in the floodplain overall goes up to 267. But again, as I mentioned, because 60 dropped in the 4.2 mile area, it means there's 160 structures in that 25-mile stretch that were added to the floodplain.
Now for the borough's numbers. Principal planner Richard Harney says the 48 current properties are those that carry flood insurance based on the floodplain map requirements. So there likely are more properties in the flood zone. They just don't have to carry insurance because they don't have a mortgage. To get the 1,100 properties covered by the new maps, Harney says the borough took that proposed FEMA map, put it into the GIS mapper, and searched for properties that intersect with the floodplain.
And when we did so, it came up with all of the properties, including tideland parcels. And so we looked at parcels. We did not look at actual structures.
So, for example, a property that's not yet developed with a building on it still counts for the borough's numbers.
When FEMA went through and provided us these new numbers of actual structures, they went parcel by parcel looking at each house, garage, greenhouse, and structure that were going to be included into the proposed floodplains. We looked at parcels, they looked at structures.
Perkins agrees that his numbers are based on structures in the floodplain, but he did look at affected parcels too.
So a lot of coastal properties will have some land that kind of bleeds a little bit into where our floodplain mapping would show. And so if you go by that, then you can get the number up to 674 parcels.
Closer, at least, if not in sync. Whoever's numbers are right, the takeaway is that more properties in the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough will be part of the flood zone under the new maps. There's a larger debate about that. Some argue that coastal areas in southeast Alaska don't flood, so a flood insurance requirement is unnecessary. State Senator Bert Stedman is a vocal opponent of the expansion and has been looking into alternatives for affected communities. The City of Ketchikan and Ketchikan-Gateway Borough are working together to seek an extension of the floodplain map comment period. Perkins says his office is under a statutory requirement of a 90-day review period, so he can't extend it, but
I believe they're raising it to the proper authorities, which is more our headquarters counterparts, and they'll provide a more formal official response to that.
In the meantime, Perkins says his office will continue to work with local officials and homeowners.
We put a lot of effort in getting this information as accurate as we could, but again, we are in the comment and appeal period, so this is the time to raise comments, concerns about the maps, so we can make sure we get it right before we finalize the maps.
Perkins says he understands the added insurance requirement can be a challenge for individual property owners, but he says it's important to know the risk. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.